Okay, second game is up. Yeah, so I've been getting a real mixed bag of replays from gamers from all over. Some of them are like that. They're about 8 minutes long and they showcase just one pretty sweet move. Other ones are hour-long macro fests, so we'll have to see how the second one goes. The second one is from Artosis, who's an American Terran, and he's been playing an incredible amount. I haven't checked his stats in the last couple days, but if he's not at 300 games, I'd be surprised. And this is a game of him versus Palmol, two B players.
Yeah, I had the pleasure to meet Artosis and a couple of his friends in the Ventrilo we're using now, actually. He's good friends with some other members of Team Liquid, and he seems like a really good player, really experienced. He knows everything about the game, and he's very into learning more and evolving. And I think he does that via method of brute force, playing nonstop, which we can't really disagree with. That's what the Koreans do.
That is very true. Brute force Artosis. Yeah, he also runs a very successful tournament called Ascension, so big props to him for that. So I'm gonna press OK on a count of one. So get ready, everybody, if you've loaded up that second replay. 3, 2, 1, OK. And now the timer started. 4, 3, 2, 1, and we're off again. This is Artosis versus Pall Mall, and again, this is another one on Python. See, Paul Mall is also a TSL player. I don't know anything about him, however.
I've never heard of him before either, but then again, I haven't heard of most of these players. And once again, we see Artosis to the top position as Terran, and the orange Protoss to the right position in Python. Once again, neighbors in this match is Palmol.
Yeah, orange was a pretty lucky color for the Protoss last time, so we'll have to see how it goes. You dropped a little bomb earlier. You said you think StarCraft 2 is going to be out by Christmas. That would be logical for me. However, Blizzard is pretty notorious for making us sweat for years on end.
Well, for those that work in the gaming industry, it's a no-brainer. And for people that are listening to understand, there's very few and specific game release slots per financial year for the games developers, when usually they are at holidays or when there is no school. So one big slot is right after the summer, one big slot is November to Christmas, and one big slot is right at the Easter holidays. So if they're not gonna release it at Easter, which passed, and they're not gonna release it right after the summer ends or during the summer holidays in August slot, which the game I think won't be ready by then, they will have to release it at Christmas. Otherwise, they will have to wait months and months, maybe half a year or another year to release it, because the prime slot for a major AAA title to sell is the Christmas slot. Just like World of Warcraft did.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully, with the worldwide invitational coming up, we'll have a little bit more info. But you know, Blizzard is notoriously tight-lipped about their release dates, so we'll have to see. You can see right now, Protoss is at 3, and Artosis is at 12. Both players have scouted in the wrong direction. So again, we have a Protoss player who's going to have late information. But Artosis hasn't blocked his choke, so the probe will get inside. And you also see the zealot straight out of the gateway with another zealot on the way. So he'll know to go straight to 12 o'clock.
I think his intention was pressure. Yeah, I think his intention was pressure. So he scouted the other spots, and his zealot was ready. So he non-stop rallied that to Artosis's base. So we're gonna see some early pressure here, I think.
We'll have to see how well Artosis can micro his Marines. He's making a little bit of a nice wall here with his factory and his barracks, as well as a supply depot. But again, the probe and the zealot arriving on the scene at exactly the same time, and only a sole Marine out for Artosis as a second zealot is running up the map here.
He's going for the factory SCV, I think. A pretty wise choice there, and safe choice. And the factory is going to be delayed now. The second Marine is out.
And in the meantime, back in the Protoss base, we've got the core is up and gas is being mined. So, as well as a second gateway coming in. So dragoons are on the way, And that first zealot's having a hell of a time getting through that barrack factory wall, however.
Yeah, and there's a second zealot now out, and the Marines have no kind of SCV shielding. However, the factory is complete, but now we're gonna see, I think, a couple of SCVs come out and help those Marines.
Some nice micro here by Artosis is making his Marines last.
Some excellent micro by Artosis.
Oh, and he trapped both of those zealots and knocked them down. That's really gonna take the wind out of the sails of the Protoss player, who was relying on that to get his Dragoon in position. But now that sole Dragoon is gonna have no backup, and basically is just going to have to stay at home for a little bit.
I would say, considering the mineral spent and the time and effort spent on the tech tree to achieve that pressure, I would say Artosis is pretty much better off. He lost, I would say, 3-4 SCVs, and that was 2 zealots and a 2 gate up doing nothing, basically. And now Artosis knows what's up. He knows that he's expecting a 2 gate, and he's going straight for tanks.
The key for him will be keeping hold of his ramp. You see he's got that one vulture bruising the bottom of the map. He's going to wait till his mine's finished. He's got a ways to go for that, though. And you see he's hiding it down there, and that Protoss player is just out of range, and now the Protoss player sees it. That's too bad. He would have tried to wait for mines and place them in behind the Dragoons there.
And we see the pylon up on the natural of the Protoss player from that probe, and I think the probe is going to go hide or put another pylon up and probably a nexus while the pressure is being applied from the Protoss player with 2 gate Dragoons.
Artosis is going to have to be pretty careful here. He's should be able to hold his ramp here. The range for the Dragoons is not quite finished. It will just at the right time here.
A nice Dragoon micro there. However, we see that the rate of the range in combination with the upper high ground have made those Marines kind of invincible for a few seconds there, and we managed to only lose 2 Marines. Not even the SCV went down.
Yeah, I think he could have targeted that tank a little bit better, but again, the mine's finished in time, and he's surrounded his ramp with those mines nicely. You see, inside the Protoss base, that one vulture did actually get inside the Protoss base while my wife was talking to me and I wasn't paying too much attention. So yeah, there are a couple of mines inside the Protoss main, but it doesn't look like too much damage occurred there. Dropship.
And luckily for Artosis, yeah, that drop happens, and also the 2 mines are right on top of the robotics facility.
Hopefully he can micro these properly, lay down some mines, save his dropship, and slowly prevent the Dragoons from making their way, although it looks like these slow vultures are tripping up a little bit.
I think a very good damage has been done already, and so a fair amount of probes went down, and one Dragoon that tripped on a mine that could have been disastrous if that explosion was right behind the mineral line. It could have popped a good 10 probes there.
Meanwhile, Artosis is starting his command center inside his main base, and as for our Protoss player, he's already expanded. He's going to transfer over a few probes. Hopefully, he's not making very good use of his expansion so far, but he's also mining gas with only one probe at his main base, which is going to have to change pretty soon here.
Yeah, we see 6 Dragoons, 2 Zealots, a good number of probes on his main. He's probably going to have to transfer very soon. I'm surprised he hasn't done it already. However, we see another dropship with a Sol Vulture coming down, popping some mines. And we see him trying to once again get a tank to siege the pylon that is powering the cybernetics core from underneath, using vision from a barracks. It's going to be pretty tricky for the Protoss player to counter that unless he gets his shuttle up pretty soon.
Shuttle's just starting now. Not that an unpowered core does too much, but if he loses the core, then he can't make Dragoons, of course. Nice little play with the mines up there, giving him vision of the high ground. And he's just floating his command center over now, so Artosis is a little bit slow with his expansion, getting his third factory down as well. But he has done a good job so far of slowing down the Protoss. He's either going to have to do some significant damage, though, or he's going to have to be a little bit more aggressive himself if he wants to catch up. You see a nice.
And we see the Rambo probe placing the pylon.
He did die a hero, yes. Shuttles out now for the Protoss player. And a little bit of shuttle play here from both of them as two Zealots and a Dragoon clear away the problematic tank. However, he did lose his core. He had to build another one. That's another 200 minerals down the drain, and it delays more Dragoons. So, overall, good stall by Artosis here to begin the game as he throws up some turrets around his base. No observers inside his base, which is something that Protoss should be able to should have thought about a little bit earlier, and is also a result of having to make that shuttle out of his robotics facility. See, he's going for Reavers now.
And a well-guarded base from missile turrets that went up a minute ago, almost all around his base. That's gonna make it tricky for an observer to make it in now. So any tech switches will be hard to spot, especially if he goes double armory.
Yeah, in addition, you see those depots spaced out nicely behind the mineral line. Usually, when there's turrets like that, the Protoss player panics a little bit, drops his Reaver to make sure he doesn't lose it, and as you can see, he's coming in with that now. He has to not get caught behind the mineral line, though, and he looks like he's doing a good job. He's right inside the main base of Artosis. Artosis scrambles his SCVs, only loses two to that first Scarab. However, there's one tank out, and some nice micro here by the Protoss player. That Reaver's on life support, so one hit, and he's dead.
Some very good damage done with that Reaver micro there. We see that if we can click on the Reaver, we'll find out how many kills it's got. But I would say a good 10 SCVs, and he's about to drop it over the mines now. No, now the shuttle is on life support as well.
It might be wise just to leave the base. So he's disrupted mining a little bit. Might be wise to leave the base and save the shuttle. You can lose the Reaver, but the shuttle is very handy for islands and the like.
10 kills.
In the meantime, the Protoss has been able to expand down to 5 o'clock, so taking advantage of his harass. And he's also kept his minerals down quite nicely. He's only got 4 gateways, but his minerals have been kept down, so he's fielding a reasonable army at the moment. Artosis is didn't have much structural damage to his main base, just SCV, so he doesn't have a lot of repair to do as he tries to.
And the first Goliath that came out pushed out that crippled shuttle, and now he's free of that harass. And we see the Protoss player expecting some kind of retaliation, putting up photon cannons around the perimeter of his base that's closest to Artosis's base.
That's an expensive proposition, and some players simply don't do that at all. However, if Artosis is going to continue to push that agenda, it is a wise idea. You see this Maynard of probes, all of them go down towards the expansion at 5 o'clock, so that expansion will be running very slowly for the Protoss. First, he didn't Maynard to his natural, and then he Maynarded unsupported probes down to his 5 o'clock base. Kind of a poor decision. You want to be escorting them down there with your dragoons. The dragoons weren't doing anything else anyway.
And we see the vultures placing multiple minefields to delay those dragoons coming down to rescue this expansion. I think the threat is not that great. However, the expansion has been spotted. The damage has been done with the probe line that was being transferred in. It will be interesting to see who is better off at the economy at this stage. I would say they should be fairly equal because the damage done from the drops wasn't as great as the damage done from the Reaver drop.
Yeah, the Protoss will squirt ahead here a little bit once they get that 5 o'clock online. It's quite saturated with probes at both of his other bases. Still is running off of one gas. Doesn't seem to need that second gas yet, and is only now getting the Citadel of Idun. So, Artosis being conservative now, just playing around with some vultures, getting his tanks all spread out here, and he'll seal off that 11 o'clock, make sure he gets his third gas, and probably just harass with vultures here while securing that extra expansion. If he does this push right, he can block off not only 11 but also 9 and 9 natural as well. See, there's a shuttle from the Protoss player down at the bottom left corner. Not a whole lot to see down there, but if there was, he'd be well prepared.
Yeah, now we see 20 Dragoons, a shuttle, and 4 Zealots out for the Protoss player roaming around the map. I'm not quite sure what he's intending to do with those, but he's bringing all the Dragoons back. Is he afraid from some kind of drop there? I'm not sure. But he seems to have changed his mind again. The Dragoons are coming back to the center of the map. I think he might intend.
And it looks like he's going to lose that shuttle up at 11 o'clock, however, though. He dropped one zealot out as a sacrifice, and he better keep running that shuttle. He doesn't have any speed for it, and he's going to try to run it in towards Zartosis's natural. That's not going to work because there's a nice turret right there, and it's going to get shot down. That Reaver dies without even firing a shot.
There goes a fresh Reaver and a fresh Zealot.
So again, Artosis is doing a nice job. There's still no observer inside his base, so the Protoss player is playing pretty blind. He's only got one observer out at the war line there in the middle of the map. So Artosis is doing a good job of cementing his position here. He's going to play around with his vultures because they're cheap and you can use them up. He does have his plus one attack, and as does the Protoss player as well. One forge for Protoss. And looks like one forge. Oh, pardon me, two armories for the Terran player. Artos is doing a nice job of cutting off 6 o'clock, preventing the Protoss player from taking that too early.
That's some pretty good stalling there. He's gonna have to get a new probe down there just to reinitiate the base building, while his dragoons take so much time to clear up those mines, and the vultures will keep running and running away as their numbers are being thinned down. However, I think they serve their purpose for their cost. And now we see some new vultures coming in as he drew the other vultures away, trying to trap the
We'll have to
dragoons
make sure his
in.
observer placement is correct here. If he just walks them out without waiting for the observer, he's going to walk straight into that minefield. But it looks like, yeah, I think he's going to wait just in time here. Again, the vultures just laying mines around the maps. This just causes Protoss headaches. It just means that all of his observers always have to be in the right position. And even if he loses these vultures here, one wayward line of troops, and it's all worth it for him.
There's some good kills there on those probes. I think he got a good 6 probes there, and I think he lost a couple of vultures, and he's back out free. His vultures are kind of surrounded though by the Protoss army now. Another couple of vultures go down, but they actually made it through this. Four vultures surviving, and we see the 6 o'clock expansion for the Protoss player. Pall Mall is up now, up and running. It's well guarded by some cannons on the entrance. I think it would be cheaper to just put up some pylons and wall that off.
That's true, although having at least one cannon makes sure that it doesn't die right away. Again, Artosis just being patient, maxing up. He's at about 130 supply now. Obviously outgunned by the Protoss player, who's at 179. At this point, the Protoss player should be expanding and making more gates. I don't think he has to attack here. He is going to attack though. He's going to try to break through the rest of the right side of this push. However, Artosis brings back his troops, and that's a deadly scenario for the Protoss player if he loses all of his zealots, which he has done. There's two clumps of tanks, and they are just punishing those dragoons until the zealots get out in front. Now the zealots are out in front, however, there's probably not enough, and that one clump of tanks up by the Terran choke is doing a great job. There's blue soup all over the ground, and he continues to push his dragoons into Artosis's push. He's gonna make it. However, at what cost? Artosis down to 86 supply, 126 for the Protoss player as he runs up with his last dozen dragoons And Artosis knows he's going to have to run his SCVs out of the out of his expansion here. Most of them should survive.
There's seven gates pumping zealots at the moment for reinforcements.
Protoss has the capacity to max up. He's got his max 200 supply now. Artosis is going to lose that dropship if he's not careful. And Artosis regrouping at his natural here. A good blow. Meanwhile, down at 6 o'clock, a tank and two vultures have managed to clear out that 6 o'clock expansion, totally avoiding those cannons and making Yanis look like a genius. They were a waste of money. And the Protoss player is up by one expansion, not two, which is critical at this point as that Nexus goes down.
Yeah, that should have been blocked by Palance. Probably cheaper and better to block off the Vultures. I don't know what he was thinking there with cannons, and that expansion is gone now. However, damage has been done with his army doing a pretty risky but in the end effective push, and now he's reinforcing with seven gates pumping zealots non-stop. Now he's kind of switching to a second line of Templars and Dragoons, so it's going to be interesting to see how he's going to try and contain the Terran player back to his natural main. His Protoss player is pretty much cleared the whole map besides five Vultures, which are placing mines at the natural of the expansion that was just attacked at 6 o'clock, but it's pretty much clear.
Unfortunately for Artosis, he might lose that siege tank to that cannon. Oh, just in time, he manages to save it. Okay, so Protoss back in control of the middle of the map. Artosis is still playing with those Vultures, trying to lay mines, but the Protoss is definitely has map control, and Artosis is being pushed back into his natural expansion. No tech, oh, pardon me, there is tech coming from the Protoss. I thought he would be finished for a bit, but the Arbiters are incoming. So he's choosing Arbiters over Carriers, a wise decision considering his lack of minerals at the moment. Both his main and his natural are just about mined out, and he's going to be relying on this isolated outpost over at 9 o'clock, which he's going to have to defend quite well, which he should be able to since he controls the middle of the map, as well as the expansion down at 5. Meanwhile, Artosis, who had less SCVs than he did probes, still has his natural expansion, but if he's not able to push out and expand again, that will dry up quite quickly. His other option is to go for the island.
We already see up. Science vessels are already up before the Arbiters are out, so that's a great anticipation. And probably I expect to see some mass defensive matrix placed on the leading tanks that are being harassed by zealots there when the attack does happen and the players do engage their armies.
In addition, those science vessels will be very valuable for EMP when the Arbiters come out. And you can see now that Artosis's early investment in armories is paying off. He's at 2-2. As for the Protoss player, he seems to have stopped upgrading. He's at 2-1. So, advantage for Artosis there, definitely. He's also trying to take that island expansion over at 1 o'clock. Now, the Protoss does know about it because he had to kill a Dragoon in order to take it. And we'll have to see what his reaction is. He doesn't have a lot of shuttles, so he may just wait for the Arbiter and do a recall, or he may just avoid it altogether, which would be the less wise decision. Meanwhile, Protoss seems to have given up at 6 o'clock and is relocating completely over to 9. It's closer to the battlefield. So we'll have to see how this move pays off.
Again, terrified of that vulture harassment, he places down cannons everywhere whenever he expands, even though there are cannons before that he could have choked off with pylons at the natural of the 6 o'clock expansion. However, we do have the first engagement here. The Protoss player is pushing up towards the natural. And we see the tanks, the first tanks have defensive matrix and well defended. I think the Protoss player changed his mind there for a second, went back losing three Dragoons and three Zealots. I think he got a peek at the monstrous force of tanks with defensive matrix on them and reconsidered. I think at this point, upgrades are probably the turning point.
Yeah, I would say so too. It's a nice targeting by Artosis as well. His Goliath shot down a shuttle full of Templar, and Protoss was trying to sneak that shuttle to the front lines, lay down the Templar, which don't get auto-targeted, and fry that clump of tanks. But some Nice targeting by Artosis really saved his line there. And now he's in a very strong position. He's at 147 supply as opposed to 170, so the difference is much smaller. You see, the first Arbiter is out for the Protoss player. And he does have two expansions running, so very key for the Protoss that he's able to keep 9 o'clock. It's uncomfortably close to the Terran front line, however, so he's going to have to be very careful. And he may be pushed into battle before he's really willing, so we'll see what steps he takes at this point.
I think the furthest, the top right expansion that the Terran has up and running with that siege tank and a couple of towers is what is not allowing him to slip behind in economy. And now with the second island expansion up, I think things are going to be all right for the Terran player considering the upgrades his units have. I think it might start to look kind of scary for the Protoss player as he might not be able to reinforce fast enough if the Terran gets a pretty strong contain on him.
And you see here now the Protoss being forced into battle as a big line of Terran tanks is chomping down that 6 o'clock or that 9 o'clock natural expansion. And Artosis doing a good job being conservative. He's not sending everything all at once, so he's not completely out of position. And his minerals are starting to build up. He needs to take that gas at both the island and at 11 o'clock. That would work much better. And here comes the Protoss player. He's going to try to come in and break this Terran line. He's going to have a tough time against 3-3 metal, however. Nice EMP from Terran right there, shutting down the Arbiter, so no stasis is coming. A couple more defensive matrix. And the Protoss looks like he's going to win this, but it's going to be a costly victory.
Yeah, now we see the upper Terran line is broken, reformed, and coming down to punish the leftovers from Dragoons and Templars and that one Arbiter left. And I think they got what it takes. However, there are no observers in the area. Once again, he targeted the sole observer with his Goliaths very carefully in the beginning of the engagement. He took that down. And now we see the Terran player is comfortably roaming around with the vultures, placing some more mines. And the pressure is still on that expansion, I think. I might try to cliff it.
Double arbiters coming now from Protoss. That EMP also cost an ability to recall. I'm not sure if he's researched recall or not. I can only assume he has. So that island at 11, which is very lightly defended, is still safe. And meanwhile, now you see Artosis coming down with a full complement of vultures. He's going to try to seal off those expansions again and shut that down.
We see the tanks go in the shuttle. I think he's going to try and cliff that and make it difficult for the ground army of the Protoss player to have any chance to reinforce. But I think he's going to go. Oh, yeah, he is going to cliff it and send one tank to cliff it, one tank to go for the Nexus. And that Nexus is
Very
full of
slick
probes.
move here from Artosis. Meanwhile, 6 o'clock has been taken by the Protoss and another transfer of probes down there. However, if he keeps playing this refugee style where he has to send probes all over the place, it's not going to work. We see a recall over at 11 o'clock, and Artosis's base at 11 is promptly shut down. However, he does manage to save almost all the SCVs, and if that army tries to walk out of there, they're going to walk into a massive line of armament. That Protoss expansion at 9 natural is gone, but that force over at 11 o'clock is marooned until they can get recalled out of there.
And look at the tank, it's being taken down by those probes there, the very courageous probes. I think one of the tanks has 10 kills, the other one had like a good 5 or 6 kills. That's good damage done for that drop. At the same time containing the Nexus, which also went down, so the entire left side of the Protoss bases is under pressure with only 5 probes remaining, and now we see the Protoss player trying to come back and break that free. However, there's way too many mines, and the Terran player has already repositioned his
That army
army
tried to walk out of 11 o'clock,
upwards.
failed miserably, and the Protoss has expended itself walking through a minefield. It is going to manage to shut down these tanks that have been bothering the 9 o'clock expansion, but most of the probes are dead. So again, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock is the lifeline for this Protoss player, as 5 o'clock is finished. Artosis, whether this is good or not, has had so much trouble with 11 that there's still a ton of minerals there, and that island is keeping him alive. Pretty neglectful from the Protoss player, as one recall could have ended that. So Artosis will retake 11 o'clock and continue his solid containment. At some point, he is going to have to push out. He's at 163 supply, so to 154 of the Protoss. So if he was going to push out, now would be the time, easily. His dropship's going back to work. Looks
And the upgrade has just finished for the Protoss player now, the 3-2 now, the armor upgrade just finished. So we're gonna see, maybe that's a trigger for this engagement. Probably is. You see the probe once again will be taken
no
down, like
observers
three
left
times
for
in
the
a row.
Protoss player. Yeah, and a
The
stasis,
observer,
nice
sorry.
stasis from Toss here as he's pushing forward with three arbiters and a huge clump of dragoons. But again, with no observers, you just see them melting away. Another nice stasis. I don't think that was very
And
wise. There's
another
only two
stasis.
tanks left there, and I'm not quite sure why he's saving the life of those two tanks, to be honest. Meanwhile, Artosis is going to go tank 9 o'clock again.
I think without this constant harassment and dropships everywhere causing the Protoss army to be pulled left and right, makes their force not as strong as usual, plus diverts the focus of the Protoss player trying to save his expansions all the time. While even if one of the expansions of the turn player has been harassed now and then, I think he's been probably mining more solidly from the expansion that he had. The top right island has been totally untouched, I think, left to mine freely.
We're at the 30-minute mark of the game. Obviously, both players' naturals and mains are gone. Protoss again getting a foothold down at 6 o'clock and has expanded to the 6 natural, so he'll be working on that. However, he has lost both 9 o'clock expansions, and not only has he lost it, but he's also given them up for Artosis to be able to take it himself. At this point, you'll have to pardon me, Yana, so I'm going to speed up this game to times two, and let's check out the conclusion of this game before my before I have to go. All right.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so we're going to speed up the game a little bit and find out who comes on top here. And we're at times two. Again, if Artosis can take these two expansions at 9 and 9 natural, that'll put him in great position for the rest of the game. You see, he's doing that right now. There's an arbiter over for the Protoss player, and it looks like it's going towards 11 o'clock again. And he does do it again at 11. I still can't believe he hasn't done it to 1 o'clock. You know, his army just gets marooned over at 11. Yet if he did it at 1, he could just recall out of there, and Terran couldn't do anything. So Protoss loses that entire army at 11. Artosis still keeps his command center alive. Has expanded to 9 o'clock. And again, has 165 supply as opposed to 126. So Protoss production really has hit a plateau here.
Yeah, and it seems like another recall will go down to take those cliffing tanks. I'm not quite sure how wise that recall was, as now they're totally trapped in the Terran line on the left expansion. And another recall.
Now Artosis finally taking initiative here, pushing south with all of his tanks. Most of his army gets stasis, which may keep the Protoss alive for a little bit. However, Protoss army is looking very thin, took some big losses, and the whole map is just littered with mines. So if Artosis is able to get a few reinforcements down there, those massive tanks, when they unthaw, they should be able to eat up the rest of this Protoss army. And you see he's caught between the reinforcements and the unstasis tanks. Definitely a good position for Artosis now at 150 supply to 100 for the Protoss. The Protoss, he's been imaginative so far, but his inability to shut down the Terran economy is going to cost him as Artosis comes in with his tanks and his vultures, and this entire Protoss economy is about to be shut down here. Protoss could try to counterattack, but
It was either 6 o'clock going down.
yeah, Protoss has expanded to the bottom island, has no probes there. You could try to counterattack, but there's such a minefield to go through, and it's so close to the Terran supplies, the reinforcements, that I don't think he's going to be successful.
See, the Protoss army is remassing at the center of the map with a good mixture of Zealots, Dragoons, two Templars, an Arbiter, and a Dark Templar. A second Arbiter now joins us, and we'll see he's trying to seal off the force that took those two expansions off in the middle of the map, but I don't think that's going to be so successful, as the reinforcement of the Terran player is massing at his first natural. Now we see another five tanks and a good dozen vultures ready to reinforce. I think the Protoss army might get in some kind of a sandwich in the middle of the map.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to just get crushed here. Artosis leaving a few of his tanks behind. He's probably going to try to expand to these bottoms expansions. There's still quite a few minerals left in them. That would be his next move here. However, you're right, he's got a massive army at the top of mostly vultures. He's got a lot of tanks at the bottom, and if the Protoss isn't careful, he's just going to get crushed right in the middle of the two here. A drop over at the Protoss island down at 7. There's no reinforcements for Protoss there. His shuttle's just sitting there. So the Protoss is in a pretty brutal position here, and I think he's just about to give a GG. As Artosis moving out from
the
top.
Yeah, he has 700 minerals, so there's not much you can do with that. And now his army is also not strong enough to break this Terran army of endless vultures and tanks. So I think, yep, it's over.
Alright, so Palmol gives Artosis a good game, but Artosis manages his army well and comes out on top. Very nice. Okay, unfortunately, we're not going to get to the third replay this time. We will get to the third replay next time. Hey, Yanis, thanks very much for coming and commentating. We will hear much more from you soon, I'm sure. And any words for the TSL viewers?
It was a real pleasure to be here, and this was sort of an audio commentary for the guys to get to know me. And well, a message for everyone is that I'm here to stay. I'll help Team Liquid become a much bigger community. Should I be able to achieve that? And there's gonna be lots and lots of commentaries with when the top 48 begins with TSL. So stay tuned for that.
All right, right on. Thank you very much, Yanis. This is Manifesto 7, and we're out of here.